views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L. I'm the creator of the Body Regeneration Method and speaker and energy transformational specialist. If you have not checked out our website, I encourage you to do that at tracylclark.com and go to our YouTube channel. This is why we've changed it up a little bit, because we've had so many requests. What are the emotional triggers and issues behind the physical ailments that you are going through? So every week we will be uploading a new video. So if you have something going on in the body and you want to know what is that emotional trigger, I highly recommend you go there. And if you put a comment below, I will address your questions. So people always say, what is different as a transformational specialist? And it's what we do is we bring you guests and people to help you explore new ways of connecting, new ways of being. And after transforming hundreds of people's lives around the world, I had to do mine first for the first 8 years, but really looking at your body as a computer, understanding the memories it's holding, the belief systems, we are now moving into hyperspeed of change and transformation. Gone are those 1980s way of looking at things where you have to look at everything. We can move it very, very, very quickly. So if you understand that your body needs to shift and upgrade, this is what we're doing with our guests each and every week, is teaching you in different areas what is slow in your computer, what isn't moving the way you want it to be moved. And this is why I'm so excited today that we have Michael with us, who is an advisor, but we're going to talk about the energy of money. We're also going to talk a little bit in this hour about blockchain. And there's a reason, because everything is shifting in our world. And why do people not take a look at their money? Why are you needing to be more engaged than ever before? What's transitioning in the world? So if you're like most people, and the reason I'm so excited to have Michael with us today is because if you're like most people that I see and meet, he helps a lot of people in our community. It's why I wanted to bring him in, because we always make sure in the TLC community, we bring people into our community that can help you, support you, and get you to where you want to go. But one of the number one things I've noticed is people are afraid to talk about their money. They're afraid to look at their money. They're afraid to understand. And they just go, oh, I'm just going to hand it off. And that creates so many blocks, so many issues, and so many resistance. And I really had to learn the energy of money and how to manage it when I sold my first company at 26. Had a lot of money, and I had a lot of pressure from family saying, must be nice to have all that money, must be nice. So I found a very creative way to get rid of it. And then when I had my last $1,000 in the bank, with as a single parent with two little kids in tow, I had to really start to understand the energy of money and how I can actually change my perception. And this is why I am so thrilled, Michael. I'm so glad that you are here today to join us, to talk to us about what is going on. So welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tracy. I am so thrilled to be here too. My energy is just like ready to go.
You know what? I'm really excited to have you on. You've helped a lot of people in our community, and I love to bring people in on our show that are helping people in our community thrive and change. And what, as an advisor, you are a certified advisor. You're up here in Toronto, but you're also extremely aware. You understand the energy of money. What are the biggest fears you see with people when it comes to their money?
Well, I see. It's so great because I do see a lot of fears, and I'm glad we're starting with fears because let's get the pink elephant addressed. You know,
yes.
let's get the ugly out of the way. Right. Deal with the ugly so we can get to the great, so we can get to the beautiful. So the fears are out there with money, and that's like undeniable. You know what I mean? Even myself who deals with money every day, who has money, who invests, who saves, who helps others with money. You know, I had a great weekend. We were talking about our weekend. I was, you know, with the kids and just I myself, I'm still going to answer your question, by the way, seriously.
Go for it.
I myself, I had this great experience on Sunday where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do a little experiment. I'm going to take the kids out and let them get whatever the heck they want. And I'm going to get them like, let them have whatever they want, which I do not do all the time because I'm teaching them discipline. I'm teaching them to earn their own money. I'm teaching them, I'm disciplining myself too with a budget. Like even though I make good money, I still have a budget. And so I had this great experience where with them, I was like, yeah, guys, order whatever you want at the restaurant. Yeah, get another drink. Get another drink. You know, usually there's like a limit of like, you know, one chocolate milk or one large chocolate milk or some just small things
they
like that.
They might have five chocolate milks and now they're going to bounce off the walls.
Yeah, and they were full. They were very full very quickly from all the food, you know, side of this and side of that and dessert. Anyway, and then we went out shopping as well. And so then after that, it was just, I looked at my, you know, my balances, I think the next morning and I was like, ooh, I had a little bit of like, oh, did we spend that much? Because I didn't recall spending that much, right? So I had my own thing kick in. So I think the fear is lack, right? There's only two kinds of consciousness, abundance and lack. Lack consciousness, you know this, right? Abundance consciousness and lack consciousness. And I'm sure your viewers, you know, if they're tuning into this kind of radio show, they're aware of something similar and they've heard of this before. And so everyone's afraid of lack. Everyone's afraid of loss. In general, our emotions are geared towards, you know, pleasure and pain. Pain's associated with loss and pleasure is usually associated with gain. And so the fear comes from not having enough or the idea of not having enough because there were times in our life where we experienced loss and we associated that loss with pain. It could be not just financially, we're talking like you lose a friend at a young age or you lose a family member at a young age. And so then fear sits in and grieving and sadness and all those emotions. And so what are the emotions that people have? Why do people have the fears? What are the fears? They've just got fears of loss. And when it comes to money, I think people are mostly geared towards the idea that there's not enough.
I think that's a programming too and people say, oh, it's genetics or it's something you've heard, but it's just imprinting of listening to the fears, whether it's on the media or whether it's in your family or whether it's an experience. Like I was saying, when I'd given away all my money because I felt so guilty for having so much at such a young age, it was like, how dare you? And I love what you said about loss because it's extremely true, is that people have such a fear around loss that they forget it does affect all areas of their life. And a lot of times with how their money and how they handle it. It's huge.
Yes. Yeah. And so I think oftentimes we do not have the neurology, meaning the brain patterns built in to realize a few things. Number one, winter's coming, right? Game of Thrones, winter's coming here in Canada.
Winter's coming to Toronto today. I'll tell you where we are. It is on way. It's going to start snowing any minute. Yeah.
So, number one is not having the realization or the awareness that winter is coming. And what does that mean? That means you need to save. That means, you know, winter's a time of hibernation, right? There's only two states in the universe, contraction and expansion. So yes. Along with the lack consciousness or the abundance consciousness, what I want to talk about today is expansion and contraction. Abundance means expansion, right? Energy continually expanding, growing, reaching further outward, investing, and then contraction, saving, restriction, discipline, keeping for yourself, saving for a rainy day, all those kinds of things, right? And so here we have winter coming. Number one, people don't realize winter's coming. That means, you know, your car might break down. Your car needs snow tires. Those are going to cost money. Do you have that saved? Is that money yours? Or are you going to throw it on a credit card and get the interest rate and pay the penalties? Right? Yeah,
and a lot of that debt energy, which people don't understand on an energetic level, the debt that is accumulated. This is why I look at the world debt. And it's like that debt actually puts pressure on that expansion of creation for more.
That's like, right.
They're working against each other. So I always like to say supernatural debt cancellation. Thank you, God.
Say that again. What was it?
Supernatural debt cancellation. Thank you, God. Because when you ask for that, it's very interesting. I'll tell you that we have heard many, many stories and testimonials in my community and other communities where literally people walk up and say, how much debt do you have? I'll pay that off. So I say to people, always know how much debt you have. Always pay attention to the debt you have, because you never know where when the windfall will come or where someone just said, let me pay that off for you. So if you say how much you have, most people go, I don't know, because they're too afraid to look at it. But if you say, I have $15,000 in debt and someone says, let me pay that for you, that happens. We see this a lot. Yeah.
Supernatural debt cancellation.
You don't ask, you don't get.
You got that right. And you know what I learned recently too, is that the universe loves rhyming. Like,
yes.
I was never really big on affirmations. I think we talked about in one of the other calls we did with your group.
Yes.
And my wife is reading a book right now that talks about how the universe loves rhyming and consistency and alliteration and these rhythmic patterns of words. That's what rhyming is, right? So she said, she taught me one. I've been using it since. It's great. It's, I have a wonderful business in a wonderful way, and I deliver wonderful service for wonderful pay.
Yes. And amen. You know, like, that is so true. And it's also, there's a power as well that the universe picks up. I was doing a video this morning for my body regeneration class, and it's restoration, regeneration, recreation. So if you do things in threes like that while you're doing your rhyme, the power of the word will expand for what they're creating, which is most people are always wanting to co-create more wealth, as you know, to be able to expand just the things in life, because we all know good people who have good money, guys, you will do good things with it. And so anywhere you guys have a belief pattern that you don't deserve or you shouldn't have, you're the people that should have a massive overflow of money, because you will go do good things in the world. If we don't have money, and how are you going to do good things? We function with money in our reality. It is part of our reality. You can't reject it.
You got it. Yeah. It's energy, right? So we talked, you said in the beginning, we're, you know, the energy of money. So it's a wonderful topic. I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah.
The way we got to relate to money is just that, it's energy. And let's wrap our heads around this. What do you do with money? Well, money is an energy. So you use it, you spend it, you receive it, you get it. And then also what also happens is, you know, think about energy in general, right? You need sustenance and food. You put food into your body, that's energy. And you then expend that energy in your activity, your lovemaking, your exercise at the gym, your working. All these ways we expend energy.
Yeah. And also too, so there's one of the things I know you're really big on with your clients, and I love what you've done with my group, is that you're really getting them to educate them and learn and help these people understand. Also, I talk a lot about the accumulation of their wealth, because so many people look at, yes, okay, debt cancellation, that's part of that space, but there's an energy of accumulation of anything you want in your world. And that's that expansion. But how many people have you sat with really where they start to see they're accumulating a little bit of wealth, they're having that money, but when they really tap into the energy of it, just by even seeing, say, an extra $100 a month on their portfolio can actually bring in an extra, you know, $10,000 in accumulation if they understand the energy of what just grew there.
Yes. Yeah, it's wonderful because I get to do projections for people, you know, using different rates of return for different investment vehicles. And I can project, you know, pretty accurately and show that if you're setting aside this much money every month and you're investing it, then this is how much it's going to grow. And a consistent staple amongst investment and money everywhere is that your money can work harder than you can.
Yes.
And so basically what that translates to is energy can work harder than you can. Energy can work more for you than your own, you know, manual thinking, right? So if you're, I'm a huge fan of Abraham Hicks, have been for years.
Yes.
I'm sure many of your listeners are, right? She talks about the power of being and the power of non-physical, being able to do more for you and with you than your own physical action.
Yes.
And so she says, effort is not your friend, which...
1,000%. Oh. That is something I say all the time. If you're trying to overthink to do... You guys got a problem.
Yeah, it's like the first 10 times I heard that, I still was like, effort is not my friend. Effort is not.
It's hard to wrap your head around, isn't it? Because we're conditioned that do, action. You still need action, but it's like, if you're not in charge, then obviously something's wrong. So work hard, do this hard, you know, save every penny. And then, you know, you've also got to spend a little bit on yourself. You can't just hoard it all, or you're going to block up your money again. And it's no different than your kids putting a whole roll of toilet paper down the toilet and it plugs up, right?
That's right. Yeah. And so what she talks about with the physical actions and physical effort only being one way to get there. And it's filled with resistance. It's filled with extra effort that does not go towards energy in the most flowing way. So it's just, think about just energy moving through, you know, a pipeline, water moving through a tube, water moving through a pipeline, your plumbing systems. If it's going to be able to flow properly, then it's going to move smoothly and it's going to allow for more, and more is going to be able to come, you know, through the pipes. Whereas if you've stuck it, or you've got like a heavy, thick energy or like a muddy substance and it's moving through those pipes, it's going to trudge along slowly. It's going to move slowly, almost like a caterpillar. It's going to get there, but it's going to take a while.
Well, it takes a long time. And it's definitely that energy gets so heavy that it can't flow properly. So that's what I really like when people understand that. But I always tell in my classes and sometimes I'm like, you know, the Staples button that says easy?
Yes.
You ever easy hit? I don't know if you've always gone to you. I think there's Staples in many places, but it's an easy button. And I say to people, you need an easy button on your desk. So get out of your way and hit the button. It's an easy button. It's easy because it's a reminder that, wait a minute, I'm making this too complicated.
Right.
So when you're dealing with people and you're starting to look at their money and the joys of, yes, they come to you and they say, okay, I want to retire, or okay, everybody wants to retire at some point. I actually will retire when I'm dead. Like, I love what I do. Yeah. So I don't ever say that. If someone says, what do you want to do? I'm like, oh, I'm just going to keep creating so I can help all the children I want to help and the people in the world. I can retire. And, you know, if we look at like Louise Hayes, she retired when she died, basically, and then her legacy kept going, right? So that's the way. I don't know. I think retirement to me looks like a coffin. But so people come and they say to you, what are these creative solutions? There's a lot of fears in the market right now. There's a lot of fears that people come up with. And I know as we're removing that energy to replace it with a positive space, what do you say to those people? Because I'll tell you, there's so much information and misinformation when people say, okay, if I'm going to start to move my money. And I want to give you an example, because My daughter, who's 24, and her boyfriend, they were talking about money, and he had invested some money that his grandpa left him. And he says, oh my God, Tracy, I had all these fears and I lost $1,000 in a month. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's normal. It'll come back. It'll move. And, you know, if you maybe got to move some money to the side, but you have to. And what I said to him, and he was trying to get it, and this is what I'd like young people to understand, and maybe you can explain more, is I said, you also need to be in charge of your money. Like, don't let your money, if your money is dragging you around by a collar, and that's your fears, your worries, I don't have enough, you're not going to create more. So I said to him, you know, you need to be in charge. But at different times, what about even this education? I know you're big on educating people and understanding. People don't get educated on their money. They just hand it over to people like you and say, deal with it. And then if it goes sideways like him, they go and blame you.
Yeah, it's a really, really great point. One of the things that, you know, there's just such like essential information around money that definitely should be, needs to be in the home and in the family.
In the schools,
of course. Schools.
Right? They don't even teach them anything about money.
Right. So I'm writing. Yeah, no, you got it, right? So like my kids right now, they're learning like, you know, science and math, and that's cool and all, but it's like, what about the active daily stuff of life that really matters, the everyday things, like, you know what I mean? Like relationships, right? Like my wife and I have a phenomenal relationship because we worked at it and we've matured so much and we've learned and we've grown. And so we teach them things about our relationship and habits and things that we do, like date night, or this is how we resolve this conflict. And this is how we, you know, this is how we overcame that block we were going through. And we tell them these things because they're not getting this stuff in school.
No, they don't talk about any form of communication in school or anything around money. Nothing.
So that's why starting so early and education is so important. I take a ton of time to educate people and clients because you need to know, right? And great quote I'm called to share right now is, You can't give what you don't have, right? You can't give what you do not have, and you can't give what you do not know. So you can't give financial advice or like money advice if you don't have it. Are you reading books about it? So you got to be careful what we're teaching our kids. But to go back and answer your question, what it's like for me is I have to start with an analysis. You know, I have to start with an analysis of people's financial understanding, their financial beliefs. How do they feel about money, right? For most people, money is either a few things. It's a hassle to deal with. It's a confusing thing. It comes in and out. I don't know where it goes. I don't know what happens to it. I don't know what I'm doing with it. I know I need it for things. Yeah. Maybe money is a tool, right? So it's something I can use for something. That's a bit of an upgraded belief. Money is a resource. That's a next level belief. Another upgraded belief, you know, money's a resource. That means maybe you can grasp the fact that it comes and goes. And so it renews and then it discharges. It goes in, it goes out. And then money is energy would probably be the best, you know, because it just, when you study money, it symbolizes exactly everything that, you know, energy moves like, right? And so what I'm called to share as well is that there's a book I'm writing right now because I'm a millennial. I'm a very lucky millennial. and I'll get to that in
you
a minute.
Are.
But I am a millennial, proud of it, you know. And so the book I'm writing right now is Making Sense of Money for Millennials. And
love it.
One of the first chapters is, you know, to talk about it or not to talk about it. I think that's the name of the chapter. And, you know, play on Shakespeare, right? And so I'm extremely fortunate because my parents and I, we talked about money in the home. My parents were bank managers. They were managers at one of the banks here in Canada. And they met in the bank as tellers and they grew and they raised, you know, a family with they're working there and they were there. They ended their careers as branch managers. And we talked about money in the home. And it's such a healthy, healthy thing because I'll always remember this one time I brought this girlfriend over at like, I was like 24 or something or 25. And she comes over, she's meeting my parents for one of the first times. And she's just sitting there. We're just having lunch, but we're talking about real estate and investments and property values and interest and rates of return and rent and what that. And she was just like dumbfounded. She said, what planet have I just landed on?
Yeah.
You know,
but they don't, cause they don't talk. Nobody talks about it. It's like the elephant in the room. It's like, don't share if you make good money or bad money. Or it's like seen as some crazy disease or something that people just don't want to talk about it. And that's a whole other show, but it's like, yeah, they don't. So it just, and then all their belief systems lock it up. She must have just been, she got a whole lesson in that evening.
For sure she did. Well, she just got, and that's the funny thing, right? It's like visiting a different planet. And so the planets we need to inhabit and the planet, what we need to do with Earth is that money is not a bad thing.
No.
Money's a perfectly, perfectly okay, everyday part of life. You know, like going to the bathroom or like making coffee or what, we're going to use it all the time. We earn it. Let's face it. We need it to live in this Western world, this 21st century world.
We need to understand it. We need to understand why these systems are created the way they are, why you're investing and all the different avenues. It's funny. I have a lot of clients say to me, well, I don't understand. I'm in this thing. And I'm like, well, do you understand it? No. I'm like, well, go back to your person and understand it or understand what you're creating and why you're creating. Well, it's, like I said, to retire. I'm like, well, everybody's got bigger goals than that. And that's what I like about what you do is that education. And I pray every day, it's part of our Extraordinary Kids program, is to have people like yourself educating children at a very small age of understanding bartering and money and systems, because we still have it in our world today and where it's evolved from, so they can actually have a really, really good, healthy relationship with it.
Yeah, it's essential. It's essential. And what's great is because, you know, like knowledge, like money, like energy, the more you have, the better.
Yeah.
Right?
Your people you work with must thought you were a little bit odd. I love it because you have a very, this is what I love so much about you. You have a very broad understanding, but I love the fact that you are able to look at it as the energy, because this is what's lacking. And, you know, I've had to have some discussions with people on science side, people that came back from investment banking side that are sort of now realizing that in banking and in money, it's very cut and dry. This is a formula. This is what you do. This is a formula. This is what you do. However, your approach is not like that, because you start mm-hmm. to look again at the expansion. But one thing you do different is you look at the person, and you're also able to pick up what may be their block or their resistance and what would be better for them to invest and understand what that next step is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. There's five levels of investors, and I got this from a book. So, you know, if anybody takes anything, which I hope they're taking a lot away, definitely pick up two books, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Love that book.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Number one. You know what I mean? Second one is Rich Dad, Poor Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant. And this
I
is
love that one too. You know, I've read them both. Yeah.
Fantastic. No, of course you have, Tracy.
Well, I have, but our viewers, they haven't. So you guys got to go get them.
Yes, you gotta. Like $30 we're talking, and that investment can pay you like, you know, thousands and thousands, will pay you thousands and thousands of dollars. So $30 for let's like both books, whatever it is. So the five levels of investors.
Michael, I just want to stop you there for a minute because I know we have to go to break, and I really don't want to break you in the middle of the five levels. And I also want to talk when we come back from break. So the five levels, and I also want to come back and talk about the change in the economy, the things we see, how you can help people move through that, the things you've noticed. So I didn't want to cut you up, but I really feel that this is important that you all hear this information and understand it. So first, where can people find you? Where's the best way to get a hold of you? Because I know by the end of the show, people are going to go, I need to talk to this guy and understand, because we're going to talk a little bit more about blockchain and understanding that as well. And a lot of people ask, I know it's that space. So where's the best way to find you if people want to talk to you, understand more what you do, how you can help them?
For sure. I'm a modern man. I'm a millennial. So I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere except Instagram, because I had to delete one of them. Otherwise, I'm on all of them, and then I'm not doing anything else. So I'm everywhere but Instagram. You can just Google my name. Michael Santinato is my name. You can find me on Facebook if that's your preferred method. I have a Facebook page there. You can message me. My email address, if you want to email me directly, I'm happy to take emails from international people as well. It's michael.nlbg, which is nancylimabobgolf@gmail.com. And then also there's... I would say, you know, those are the easiest for me. I'm on email and Facebook the most. So those are probably the most, yeah.
You can also email us at contact@tracylclark.com. And we would always make sure, like I said, Michael deals with international people, because you're going to learn those five things when we get back from break. But also you're going to learn why he can help you on an international level and what he can do for you to expand your energy of money. We'll be right back after the break.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit saraloos.com. That's SARALOOS.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back to the Tracy L. Clark Show. I'm your host, Tracy L., and we have been discussing with Michael Santinetto the issues around money, the energy of money. He is an advisor here in Toronto, but he works with people all over on an international level with many different areas. We're going to get into that today. But before the break, he was going to get ready to talk to us about the five levels of investors. So, Michael, let's get right in because our time is going so quickly, and I don't want them to miss anything you have to say.
Thank you so much. So people got to pick up those books that we talked about last time because I'm going to do these five levels of investors, but you really want to ingrain the knowledge and keep the knowledge because the more you know, the more you can do, the more you can do, the more you can have. All right. So five levels of investors actually start at zero. Zero is people that have nothing to invest. These people are just people that just spend their money. They do not view money as a good thing. They're afraid of money. They might even say that money is good and they might even act like they make good money. And in reality, what they do is they just spend. They just spend and spend and spend. They have nothing to invest, not even a dollar, because the next dollar is either spoken for already or they've already got their plans on what to, you know, use it for, spend it for, whether it's on themselves or someone else, like another institution that they have to pay back to. Level one is borrowers. Okay, so people solve their problems by borrowing money. I really, you know, those cash money places, those check cashing places, those payday advance places, you know, somehow they're legal. Their interest rates are astronomical. They definitely prey on these zero level and level one type people. Level one people are borrowers. They use credit cards. They buy toys. They spend money on everything. If they earn some extra money, they've already spent it. And they think they're good and smart because they're buying things like shoes. You know, one time I had to tell my daughter when I asked her to make, I asked the kids to make Christmas lists every year with the things that they want. And one year, my oldest, it was all shoes. And I'm like, oh crap, they got you. She's like, what do you mean? I go, they got you, man. those people that spend all that money on art, marketing and advertising, those rappers, those big CEO conglomerates, those athletic companies, they got you. They got you by the you know what. So people that are borrowers have a little bit of assets, but their debt is just extraordinarily high. Like I said, they've already spent their money and they borrow money to buy what they need. Level two is savers. These people save money, but they save it in low risk, like low return investment vehicles. They prefer to save it actually instead of investing it. So in the savers category, most are just savers. They think that leaving their money in the bank is an investment. They think that leaving their money in the bank is investing their money because they're getting like 0.1% rate of return or 1% rate of return. But actually, they're not taking any risk. They're actually not getting any investment growth. And these people, even though they're savers, they're actually losing money. This is very hard to believe. But people that are just saving are actually losing.
because they're losing out on what's called dollar cost averaging. They're losing their money to inflation. So they're getting, let's say, 1% a year, and they think, oh, my money's safe, I'm secure, I'm great, I'm wealthy, I'm solid, I'm making money. They're getting 1% a year. But because of inflation, which is 2% a year, they are losing money. So savers are losers, okay? Hey, to tell you the truth.
You don't hear that very often, right? Savers are losers.
So sad, but so true. Yeah. Savers are losers. You know, they just don't have that extra level of awareness that my money could be working better for me. So many people, if people in my grandparents' generation, you know, I live in a pretty well, area in Woodbridge, mostly Italian people, people that have worked their entire lives and just saved it. They've just saved it.
Okay? In their mattress?
Oh yeah, their mattress. Yeah,
their suit coats. You know, you hear those old men that they passed and people picked up their suit. My daughter said that she goes, "I need to go to the thrift store and buy all those old men's suits and open the pockets. I'll probably find some money in there." And I kind of laughed. I said, "You probably will."
You probably will. Or if you see old mattresses by the side of the road, cut them open.
You never know what's in there.
So yeah, very sad, but very true. Savers are losers because they haven't put the extra time to think about their money working a little harder for them. And they're not aware of inertia. Okay, inertia is the natural negative force of things decaying and going down over time. Inflation is akin to inertia. All right, so money degrades over time if you're not investing it just by the natural methods of inflation. Okay, level three are actually smart investors. They're actually intelligent and educated people. They're considered smart because they're investing and they think they're smart, but they're investing in also low rates of return vehicles as well, such as GICs. Okay. Banks love your GICs. Banks love to give you GICs because they give you 1% or 3% over a 5-year period, and your money is locked up in there.
You can't touch it. You have no access for anything else.
You have no access. You have no ability to create. You have no freedom. It is locked in. And there are penalties for you and your money if you try to withdraw it, okay? So people think that, these people, level threes, are cynical of the market, they're cynical of investments, they're cynical of rich people, but they think they're beating the system because they think they're a smart investor. But they too they still have the effects of inflation upon them. So if they're not getting at least 2%, they're still net negative 1% because their GIC or their savings rate is giving them 1%, okay? Level four is long-term investors. Now, this is where we get into actual investing intelligence. Let's call that, AII, actual investing intelligence. I'm going to write that down. That's pretty awesome. Everybody's all big on AI, but what about AII? Actual investment intelligence. So level four, these are people that start to invest for the long term, which, by the way, is the only way to invest. The only way to invest is for the long term. The difference between billionaires is that they've got a bigger depth of perception. Millionaires got a bigger depth of perception than people make 100,000. People that make 100,000, they have a little bit better depth perception than somebody who makes 50,000. So thinking long term is essential for financial well-being. Thinking long term is essential for intelligent investing. So the level four people, they think long term and they have a long term plan for their investment, right? They understand the importance of minimizing debt, minimizing risk, but they also know that investments need to be made for the long term, such as real estate or your RRSP or a rental property. Those are long term investments because they generate great returns over the long term. Level five is finally sophisticated investors, people that have done the due diligence to seek better deals. They've done the research. They've spoken to enough people. They've read enough material to understand investing on a better case scenario than most. They're in the 1% category because they are in the 1% of category that has done the time, taken the time to do the research, speak to enough advisors, enough people to generate great or, you know, better returns. And so the 1% are in this level five category and beyond. And this is where they're into investments that generate them 100+% rates of return annually, even such a thing as infinity rates of return. If you could actually grasp the concept of an infinite rate of return, that would blow your mind.
Yeah, you know, but it's interesting you say that. I was watching a video of somebody I like to follow. He's Canadian, but he's really, really well known all over the world. He has millions of YouTube followers. And he said that the other day. He was talking about money and why people are broke and poor. And he said, you know, I don't invest in a GIC. He's like, you guys may do that, but you got to start looking for these. We as the elite get into these investments, like what you're talking about, new areas that are maybe outside the box. We do enough research. And he was talking about real estate. He was talking about other things. And he said, we do the research to make sure that that money is growing for us, but also we are still in control of it. We can move it, flip it, get whatever we want out of that. But we always are seeing that rate of return. So he says, long-term, like you said, it's creating all this cash flow in. And I think that's a big thing that gets missed. And you've said it very well, is that people forget we forget that there are so many ways to generate money that becomes cash flow in, and people just get locked up. It's just their job. That's all the only way they make money.
Yes. Yeah.
So I like what you say. It was funny. I just heard that video not too long ago, like literally just the other day. And I was like, yeah. And that's what he was telling to tell his people. You got to start connecting with advisors and people that are looking outside this very low standard rate of return or just stock market, because that's all people really are educated in, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what would be really great is actually if we acknowledge something, which is that, it all comes down to knowing, right? Like I relate to, I'm obsessed with learning, just absolutely obsessed. I'm a heavy, heavy note taker. Because that when I write, I know it's proven that I ingrain more neural pathways when I write with my hand.
Oh, 1,000%. I'd say to people, if you want to create anything, do get off your keyboard and pen and paper. I'm like you constantly.
Yeah.
If you want to create something, you should have pens and paper, notebooks. I go through thousands of these a year. This is my notebook. I give it to my classes, but I go to the dollar store too. And I tell you to people, get these binders. It has been proven for hundreds of years. That is why a lot of people, they've convinced them to stop writing, because it does disconnect the narrow pathway so you won't create. So paper, 100%, 100%.
Yeah. So for ingraining knowledge, you know, that's what it's really about is the more you know, the more you can do, the more you can do, the more you can have, right? So life is way more than just about making money. I am not one of those, like, please don't get me wrong. I am not just money focused. It's just that with money, you can do more things, right? So my kids, we took them to Jamaica, which, you know, their biological father who passed away is Jamaican. And so we got to go see their home, like, heritage, right? And money allowed us to do that. You know what I mean? My wife wants to go to Bali. I'd love to give her that gift. And, you know, I needed to get an engagement ring for my wife, and then a wedding ring, and then a wedding. Like, money just affords you the ability to do things and experience things.
It's a tool. And if you don't have a good tool in your toolbox, I always say we have a toolbox. You don't use your hammer every day. You don't use your wrench every day. But what's in your toolbox that you're going to take out? But money, and this is why it's such a hot topic, it's every day part of our lives. If people look at their bank accounts and what has to go in and out, and you know, you have a business, I have a business, every day, in and out, in and out, in and out. Like, look at people, they go out. How many people do you know come home at the end of the day and don't bring something in the door? Whether it's a coffee, a bag, they went shopping. Every day there is a transaction happening in your life, multiple transactions around money. So when people, you know, they have to really get a grasp on this and understand it to be your friend. It's like one of my students, she's amazing. And she's always at our event. She's like, she always jokes. She's like, look at Tracy. There's that way. She's not attached to it, but she's like, it's like making love with your money, because it's like, you're not attached to it. You're not connected to it in that way, but you allow that flow, but you have to have a solid relationship. It is every day. So when people want to ignore it, you're not going to grow. You won't. You have to have it. It's huge. It's huge.
100%. I 100% agree with you. And what we've touched on is the importance of cash flow, right?
Yes.
So flow, you know, this flow is the natural movement of energy in the universe, right? Energy just flows. And so cash is the same. Cash flow is the most important thing. That's why in business, you know, my kids and I, we watch Shark Tank, super healthy to do together. We watch Shark Tank. The sharks are always talking about cash flow. How much money are you going to make this year? What are you going to cash flow? Are you, profit positive? Are you net negative? Those kinds of things. So flow being the natural energy of the universe, money also must flow. And it does flow. But in your situation, you listening and watching, Does it flow in a lot or does it flow out a lot? Does it flow out more than it flows in? You have an imbalance there, right? Yes. So you're going to have a shortage. You're going to have a shock to your system, whether it's your life or your bank account. When there is a lack of energy to sustain the system, there's a shock. Okay. So let's give people some foundational things that they can take away from this episode that they can just take and use and implement in life. Okay.
I love it.
In order to understand the basic flow of energy or money in your life, it flows in a very specific pattern. And I was just writing this out just myself the other day. So picture like, you know, recycling, right? Recycling, you got the label, you got the triangle, the arrow moves in three directions, right? It's like that with money as well. So first step is to produce something. And this is in the Bible, by the way. The Bible talks about this.
It is. And for people, I'm telling you, there's a lot of principles. You're exactly right. Follow the principles. You're going to have a lot of flow. Okay. Number one. Love it.
So the cool thing is the principles remain the same. So principle number one is produce something, you know, produce something, meaning like produce a product. If you're in business, you produce a product, you produce a SKU, you have a thing to sell. Maybe it's a service or it's a widget. Produce that thing, okay? And you can do this no matter who you are, where you are, right? If you're working an hourly job, you're producing something. The results you're putting in that hour, they're paying you for by the hour, okay? If you have a business, again, you're producing a service, you're producing a contract, you're producing a item, right? You're making a widget. So number one is produce. Once you produce, then what happens naturally is you receive. After you produce something, you receive. You put something out, you get it back. Okay. You produce a sale, you sell a product or a service, you get money back. What do you do with that money? Well, then you have things for that money to go to. So then you spend, right? So we're at produce, receive, spend. After you spend, right, you're spending it on food. Again, you need to sustain yourself. You need to recycle that energy. So you're going to sustain yourself with good food or experiences or books. You can spend it on, you know, books or experiences or courses to.
Oh, we froze. Uh-oh. We're going to have to just go back a little bit. We froze. Oh, boy. Hang on. Like, oh, we froze in the video there. I love this. I guess people didn't want to understand. Sometimes when we have those energies and things freeze like that, what happens is this is what you can see. Now the video froze. We're not able to get the information. We'll just find our producer is going to help us get back here and get back into Michael. So it was produce. It's spending. It's recycling. And that's what's happening to make sure that things are moving and generating in your space. So we're just going to take a moment here as Carter is going to get us back. And the energy of money is big. You can see where some of those blockages come and where things become stagnant. There we go. Did we come back?
I think we're good, yeah.
I think we're good. We lost you. I was just saying the energy of money was so intense. People, it happens. You know, with my technology, a lot of times we will freeze or things will happen. And especially when we're talking about hot topics. So hot topics, people are like, oh, that's a lot. So we got back to the three. What was the fourth now where you were talking about going back into that space of now spending, whether it's groceries or whatever they were going to do.
So the basic cycle, again, of course, you know, it moves in like a triangle, right? Not associated with those groups above that triangle thing. But in the ways that energy moves, there's different kinds of flow. So I love the infinity symbol because as you follow around those lines, you spend, you give back, you spend, you get back, you spend, and you get back. So I like the infinity symbol, and tithing is very important for that as well. Tithing or charity, whether you're tithing time or money, because the more you give, the more you get back. And then that infinity flow loop happens again.
You know what? I want to actually stop you with tithing for a minute, and I want to expand something there for you because it was brought to my attention after we did our show together on my evolutionary group, and you were so good with them. And you know that, so out of that group, most of them came back to me and said, Tracy, I realized by coming into this group and the amount of information and help you've given us and what Michael's taught us is we are tithing into your company, which gives into charity to other people and then allows us to receive. They've all received like huge transformations. And it came up a lot in that show that you did. And so for people who don't understand that when you tithe your money or where you move your money. It's moving it. I'm not talking just to a church. It's not about that. When you move your money into places that are doing good things, the energy of receiving back is off the chart. So I'm glad you brought that up, because I can't begin to tell you it's huge. So we love it. People got to understand what that means. Carry on.
Yeah, really glad you mentioned that. And the funny thing about tithing too is if you want to experiment and if you want to experiment with, if you want to experiment with like this principle that we're talking about giving and receiving and this being the natural flow of the universe, if you want to experiment with that, tithe some money somewhere to someone, to an organization. Tithe it out of the goodness and the purity of your heart and just give it unattached completely and then see what comes back.
Oh, yeah. No attachments, no outcomes, and the miracles will flow back to you financially like you never could imagine.
Yeah. And again, like, don't be attached because you don't know in what way it's going to come back. But I can tell you that it's energy out and energy coming back. And so,
from pureness of heart, so it will receive back so quickly.
Yes. And so how the universe works is it takes what you give and it kind of multiplies it in a way. It expands on it and then it gives it back to you. So there's been cases where I've given someone money on the street or I've given some money to an organization and instantly it's like, bang, I just get like $500 or like there's $1,000 or there's a client that, you know, invests and whatnot. And so I really recommend people, the listeners here, they just try this out, just dabble with it, try it out. See what happens. Comment, email us, let us know what did you experience, what came back.
Absolutely. And I love that because it's so true. It's I see it every day. And I always say to people, never discount what you hear. So even if, like you say, if you hear buy that person a coffee or you hear give that organization, do it. It will come back. I see it. It's a principle I follow faithfully on every day of my life. And I will tell you, it changed my money situation. Like, I can't even explain. So I want all of our listeners to know that. And please give us your feedback. Please give us and let us know exactly, you know, when you do that, what were the blessings? What were the miracles that unfolded in your life? So I love it.
Yeah, it's delicious, isn't it? I'm so excited to hear the feedback, the comments and the emails, like what people got.
Oh, we'll get it.
So the triangle was produce, receive, and then spend, right? Or you could say produce, receive, invest, spend. Right? Yeah. People's flow will move differently depending on where they are in their money consciousness. So you might have produce, receive, spend, invest. Now let's talk about investing. Let's talk about the markets that are changing because we wanted to touch on that, right?
Yeah.
And so a lot of people have invested in this thing called Bitcoin or cryptocurrency, right? You've heard not so much this year, but last year there was an absolute explosion of mainstream media attention in 2017 from the summer to the winter of Bitcoin and blockchain and cryptocurrency, Ethereum, Litecoin, all these other coins and currencies. What the heck are they and what the hell happened to them? Right?
Yes.
As you do research, if you do decide to research and you read some of the books we talked about, you'll find that market manipulation and money manipulation is something that the powers that be, the 1%ers, these powerful elite people, they have purposely manipulated markets, movements, crashes, economies, currencies, things like that throughout history. Notice I use the words throughout history.
Yes.
So what happened most recently with Bitcoin was a very, very major hyping up through the media in the summer of 2017. Which led to everyday people purchasing Bitcoin and cryptocurrency and getting into it and getting onto it. Why? Because people don't want to lose. They don't want to lose out. And then in December and January, a peak price and then a crash, okay, in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Now, I want you to know that, you know, for all our listeners out there, cryptocurrency is not going away. Blockchain is not going away. And Bitcoin is not going away. And you might think, no, but nothing's happening. It's dead. The media told it. You know what? We sent out a newsletter to our investors in the summer of this year saying that for the 300th time, the major media has declared Bitcoin to be dead.
Yeah, it's huge. And you know what? I can't believe it. Okay, so we have to come to the end of our show, but here's the thing. We've covered so much. I'm going to do this with you guys. Michael and I are going to do another show very quickly. You'll probably see in the next couple of weeks. We are going to, I'm going to put him in because you guys need to understand what he's saying. I can't believe our hour's like, it's gone. Producer's like, we're done. We're just getting to Hot Topic. So what I'm going to do is we're going to bring you back because I really want people to understand what you've said. And I think what you've left here is a great teaser because of what's coming in the next couple of weeks here and months. So are you open to coming back so we can really dive into this part of the conversation? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So I want all of you to understand that you can find Michael on his social, well, not your social media so much as, but you said with Facebook, right?
Yeah, Facebook's great. Or you can send me a direct email if you're really committed, if you're really serious. Only those that are really serious. Let me know. You want to hear from me? You want to do something? michael.nlvg@gmail.com. You can email me directly.
And here we go, guys. I'm going to be on Instagram Live, TracyLClark_. We're going to talk. If Michael wants to join us, he can come and we can continue the conversation. But we're going to bring him back to talk about the blockchain. He understands this. He helps my people with it. He can understand and help you only if you're serious. Please, if you need more information, you can email contact@TracyLClark.com as well. We are going to come back with Michael and we're going to get into this next hour. So when we come back, we will have him on very soon. I promise I will not delay that show for you. So we will have that conversation and we were going to expand the energy of money. So take everything you've heard from Nuggets today. I can't wait to have you back. Thank you so much. I'm sorry we ran out of time so fast, but we will bring you back. So hold that thought, hold that point. And everybody, I actually may even look at doing this next week if you're good with that. So we'll talk about that. Expand your energy of money, guys. Thank you, Michael. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, Tracy. Thanks, everyone. Thank
you. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week on the Tracy L. Clark Show.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L., will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.